Sechtes Idyas Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. Shloish Dvarim Amru Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel. Three things were discussed in front of Rabbi Shmuel. That is, Rabbi Shmuel's students asked him what the din is in these three cases. And he didn't tell them whether it's mutter or whether it's aser, meaning it changes depending on the circumstances. Uperishon Reb Yeshua ben Masi. Reb Yeshua ben Masi explained it to them, meaning he clarified on the when it's mutter, which circumstances it's mutter, and when is it aser. Number one, Hamapis Mersa b'Shamis. Someone makes a hole in a boil on Shamis. So im lasis lo pechayv, if you're doing it in order to make an opening, meaning he wants to get the pus out, and he also wants the air to go in and heal it. So that's a pesach. It's made to go in and out. So then it is chayiv. Vim lahoitzi men lecha. If you just want to remove the pus from it, you don't want the air to come back in, so then it is potter. What was the next thing? Balatzad nachash b'shamis. If someone traps a snake on Shamis, so it depends why you're trapping it. Imis asik shlo yishchenu. If you're involved in it so that the snake will not bite him, so then you potter. Why? Because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. I don't need the snake. Normally, trapping was done in order that you should have the animal to eat or for the skins. Over here, you're not doing it for the snake. You're doing it because you don't want it to hurt you, so therefore you potter. However, if you do it in order to heal, meaning you're using it for medicinal purposes, that's why you need the snake, so then you are chayiv. What's the third in? V'alafasin irayniyais. Shame to hayreis ba'ilames. The fuss and irainiyais were basically these pots. They would take like a ball and they would make it pottery and they would make it into a ball and then they would cut it in half and then it would end up being two separate pots. So the question becomes, these earthenware balls that you're going to cut in half and make into two pots, whether right now they could be mekabel tumah or not. Will they become tummy in certain situations? And that's what the Mishnah is going to come to explain, the third din, that sometimes they do become tummy and sometimes they don't. So again, v'alafasin irainiyais, these sealed pots made by villagers, shame to hayres ba'oil hames. So if you put them in an oil, there's no tumas oil. Now why is there no tumas oil? Because there's no opening. If you don't have an opening to the pot, because right now it's a sealed ball, if you don't have an opening, there's no such thing as tumas oil. Tumas oil only goes in through an opening. However, if a zav carries it, that's a different type of tumah. It doesn't need an opening. And even the tumas masa of a zav, even the zav doesn't even have to touch it. If he's carrying it, that alone transmits tumah to this round ball that's going to be made into a pot. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik Omer, af b'masa hazav tahiris. Even if a zav carries it, it's tar. Why? Since it's not fully finished yet, so therefore it's not susceptible to carry tumah at all, even tumas of a zav. Mishnah Vav. So shloisha dvarim amar Rabbi Shmuel v'lehoid l'Rabbi Akiva. Three things Rabbi Shmuel said, and Rabbi Akiva was not maskim to that. What are they? Hashum v'haboyser v'amalilois. Shariskan v'baydiyim. So you have garlic or unripe grapes. Shum is garlic. Boyser is unripe grapes. Malilois is corn. So all of these were chopped up v'baydiyim. You chop them up before Shabbos, and then you put some heavy weights so that the juices will flow out of it. Now, normally on Shabbos, if juice flows out of a item, it's aser to drink it because of the zedin of mashkin shazavu, meaning you're not allowed to squeeze fruits, you're not allowed to squeeze, let's say, grapes and olives on Shabbos to get the juices out. It's an iser of mefarik, which is a told of dash. So therefore, you're not allowed to squeeze them on Shabbos. Not only that, but the chamul geyser, that even if juice oozed out of it, you're not allowed to drink that juice. Why? Because we're worried that you'll come to squeeze them out. But over here, these things were already cut up before Shabbos, and the weights were already put on them before Shabbos. So therefore, there wouldn't be a problem with using the juice on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Shrabi Shmuel Oimer Yigmar Mishatachshach. You could let them finish having the juices come out on Shabbos, and there's no problem to use those juices on Shabbos because everything was done before Shabbos. It was just going to automatically happen anyway. The juices were going to come out anyway. So therefore, there's no problem to drink those juices on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yigmar. Rabbi Akiva says that you are not allowed to finish it off, meaning before Shabbos, you take off the weights and you're not allowed to let it continue to go on Shabbos, even though they come out automatically on their own on Shabbos. Still, he holds that is aser That's part of the gzeira of Mashkin Shazavu. Have a good day.